Addressing his first news conference this year at his party's Harvest House headquarters, former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai said his party is yet to begin coalition negotiations with other opposition parties, although some Zimbabweans feel that these talks are long overdue.
There are no coalition talks that I'm aware of. People wish that the opposition could coalesce, work together. We also believe that's the best way. That's why I've called for the opposition to regroup. When the time comes, when the elections time comes, perhaps it will dawn on all political parties to find some coalition platform to discuss about it. At the moment, there is no coalition talks.
Tsvangirai made these remarks only a day after MDCT spokesperson Obed Gutu told Studio 7 that coalition talks were at an advanced stage, promising Zimbabweans that the party leader was going to deliver the good news on the progress of the negotiations in due course. However, local newspapers have been reporting that the opposition parties are meeting secretly with a view of forming a grand coalition ahead of the next elections. Mr. Tsvangirai's remarks were echoed by Kurawone Chiwai, spokesperson of the MDC formation led by Professor Walshman Ncube.
The MDC is not in talks with any political party at the moment, and we are not at the station waiting for anyone. We have been reading about these talk, grand coalition talks involving other political parties. We are currently preparing our troops for fruitful and exciting political programs ahead.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from People's Democratic Party leader Tendai Biti and Rugare Gumbo, the interim spokesperson of the yet-to-be-launched People First Party. Although some of the major opposition parties have said that talks are yet to start, political analyst David Masunda says time is fast running out for the opposition as the 2018 polls draw close.
I think the opposition parties are not really very serious about this issue because they really know that the elections are coming in a 16 or so months, and yet they're still bickering on small issues. I think the core of the matter is the bitterness on how they separated some of those elements, especially from the MDC, and they need to address exactly why they're separated. So even if they grandstand and appear as if they're going to have a coalition, it is not going to be an easy thing to do. It's not something they can do overnight. They need to overcome all the differences that they had. The coalition with the other parties that were outside the MDC might be possible because the differences are not that much. They might have a common enemy, which is perhaps ZANU-PF, because that's the only solution. That's the only political party that is big enough to win in 2018 on its own. So that could give them a grand coalition. But the rest of the MDCTs, I think the rest of the MDC organs that split from Tsvangirai, I find it very difficult that they will be able to unite and come up with a position that they would go to the elections as one unit.
Against the backlash from his former party secretary General Biti and Elton Mangoma, who was treasurer of the MDCT, before the two broke ranks with the former prime minister, Tsvangirai said he was ready to work with all opposition players in a bid to defeat ZANU-PF in elections.
We are very magnanimous. We will work with Mangoma, we will work with Biti, not on the basis of the so-called intellectual prowess, but on the basis that we need to unite the people of Zimbabwe. That is, if they have any followers.
After breaking away from Tsvangirai, Biti and Mangoma formed the MDC renewal team, but the two split again last year over leadership squabbles. Mangoma now leads his own party called Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe. Tsvangirai said, judging from President Mugabe's remarks at the recent African Union summit held in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa, that he would remain in politics until God calls him, it is now clear that Mr. Mugabe wants to die in office. He revealed that this view was shared by former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo.
I remember during the last election in 2013, so I was with Obasanjo the night before the election and we were waiting for our appointment at State House. And Obasanjo told me, you know, at one point I thought people were trying to exaggerate. I am now convinced that President Mugabe wants to die in office. So this was not just a testimony by one of the former heads of state. But he actually testified to the fact that he didn't think that Mugabe was going to leave office, but that he is going to die in office. So he has confirmed that indeed Zimbabweans must wait until he dies.
Meanwhile, Tsvangirai urged the European Union to ensure that the Zimbabwean government embraced the key democratic principles as Harare seeks to re-engage the international community.
The international community must not just re-engage without a framework. They must insist on implementation of agreed electoral reforms and conditions and embracing of universal acceptable standards by the authorities here in Harare. The world must insist on the need to respect the rule of law and the conditions sanctioned by SADC to ensure that the next election is vaccinated against periodic mischief that has blighted the credibility of all our elections. Any re-engagement must be accompanied by a stubborn insistence on universally accepted standards that ensure the guarantee of full freedoms and enfranchising of ordinary citizens.
Relations between Harare and the West soured after Mr. Mugabe's administration was accused of allegedly rigging elections and violating the rights of the country's citizens. Turning to an alleged internal rift in his party, the former prime minister said he was working full throttle to ensure that his party does not miss the ball, dislodging ZANU-PF from power.
Congress sentiments will always be a dying thing. Dream Congress. The rest of the people are saying Tuna Visa Zan. That's where our focus should be. And not Tuna Visa Gutu, Tuna Visa. No. Let's focus. The party must focus. The party must prepare for the next elections. The party must ready to govern. Those are the challenges that we face. And I'm sure that as you refocus people to those kind of agenda, you will find that some other issues become peripheral. They are not issues.
On the other hand, factionalism has also reached a boiling point within ZANU-PF as Higher Education Minister Jonathan Moyo, War Veterans Minister Christopher Mutangwa, and Presidential Spokesperson George Aramba are openly trading barbs on social networking sites in what observers say are intensifying rifts over President Mugabe's succession. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.